Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ENCE first quarter 2018 results presentation. I now hand over to Mr. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO, and Alfredo Avello, CFO. Gentlemen, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending our first quarter 2018 results conference call. I'm here today with our CFO, Alfredo Avello, and our Head of IR, Alberto Valdés. After the presentation, we will answer any questions you may have. Let me start this presentation, as usual, with the main highlights of this quarter. First of all, I would like to reiterate our positive view on pulp prices. Once again, we are seeing strong prices in all markets, with pulp demand at very high levels. Inventories are very low across the supply chain, and no major capacity increases have been announced. Consequently, we have seen new price increases during April, up to $1,050 per ton. Our view is that pulp prices will remain high for the rest of 2018 and for the next 3 years as well. We will see more price increases in 2018. Now, let me summarize our financial results. During the quarter, EBITDA was 54% higher than in the first quarter of 2017. Net income was 115% higher. In the pulp business, EBITDA grew by 80% despite a cash cost increase. In the energy business, EBITDA was 9 million for the quarter. Our guidance of 55 million EBITDA is maintained. Operationally, this first quarter was challenging. Our pulp mill closed for its annual maintenance in Pontevedra. We completed the works needed to increase capacity by 30,000 tons. We will see production and sales increasing steadily until the end of the year. Our Navia mill suffered from a very rainy quarter, which has impacted on the operating performance, producing less pulp than expected. This problem should diminish as the weather improves. The next steps towards fulfilling our strategic plan are to increase our pulp capacity in Pontevedra by another 40,000 tons during 2019, to increase our pulp capacity in Navia by 80,000 tons by April 2019. We will start with some of the works during the annual shutdown in 2 weeks' time. To continue the good progress with the construction of our new 40-megawatt biomass power plant in Huelva, to look for more opportunities in the biomass energy sector, like the one announced this morning, a new 50-megawatt biomass power plant in Puertollano to start in second half of 2019 as well. Finally, we have reduced net debt by 28 million in the quarter. In March, we issued a 160 million convertible bond, which will save us 11 million in annual interest payments. We paid 16 million complementary dividend to our shareholders this month. In slide 5, you can see the RISI forecast of pulp prices in March and the same estimates 3 months ago. The real pulp price has consistently exceeded these forecasts. We believe pulp prices will again exceed these forecasts due to the strong demand for pulp, the low levels of eucalyptus pulp producers' inventories, the price gap between hardwood and softwood, which is now above $120 per ton. No large capacity increases are confirmed. As a result, we will announce new price increases very soon. Let's now move to slide 6, where we show our estimates of supply and demand in the pulp market. As I have said over several quarters in the past, new capacity will not compensate for the impressive demand we are seeing now. Demand growth is reinforced by increasing environmental protection in China. The consolidation of the industry via M&A and leverage may also delay new capacity increases. We continue to see ongoing conversions to dissolving pulp, and there is a limited supply from Indonesian pulp mills. The industry is operating above 90% of its capacity, so unplanned production outages may happen. Let me remind you that any new project needs a lead time of 3 years and more than 300,000 hectares planted at least 7 years before starting. If you go now to slide number 7, you can see our results in more detail. Our revenues are explained by an increase of 29% in net pulp prices, a 5% reduction in volume sold compared to the same period last year, stability in the energy business with more production but lower pool prices. If we look now at our EBITDA, you can see an impressive 80% growth in the pulp business despite an increase in cash cost due to the higher wood and caustic soda prices and slightly lower production in our Navia mill. A seasonally lower EBITDA in the energy business of 1.8 million euros. Therefore, we have increased our EPS by 118%, partially as a result of last year's share buyback. In slide 8, I would like to elaborate a bit more on the evolution of our cash cost. It increased around 25 euros per ton compared with the same period last year. We need to consider three main factors. Increases in wood costs, deriving from the linkage to pulp prices. Caustic soda have more than doubled. We are working on modifying processes to reduce the use of caustic soda and consequently reduce cash costs in the future. The lower fixed cost dilution. ENCE is clearly focused on reducing cash costs, and we will continue to do so in the future. At current pulp prices and at current caustic soda prices, and taking into account the impact of wood costs and our strategic plan target, we believe that our cash cost should be around $360 by the end of the year and $368 as an average for the year. Let us move to slide 9, where we review the performance of our energy business. EBITDA decreased by 18% or 1.8 million euros compared to the same period last year, due to the seasonal characteristics of this business and the optimization of the 6,500 hours limit for this technology. We believe we will achieve our target of 55 million euros EBITDA in 2018. We will continue our cost reduction strategy with a target of 70% of agroforestry byproducts in our biomass fuel mix. And we also keep a lookout for acquisitions always at conservative prices in line with our strategy of consolidating the biomass energy sector in Spain. Turning now to slide number 10, let me explain our cash flow generation. During the first quarter of 2018, normalized free cash flow reached 27 million, a 50% increase. Our net debt reduced by 27 million to 125. This includes a 15 million positive effect of the new convertible bond issue, matched by the reduction of 15 million euros in factoring. Our leverage ratio stands now at 0.5 times our last 12 months EBITDA, clearly below our peers' average ratio of 2.9 times. With these figures, we will easily achieve the targets of our strategic plan while maintaining very prudent leverage ratios and an attractive shareholder remuneration. And now, in slide 11, let me review the next steps of our strategic plan in the pulp and energy businesses. Firstly, we added 30,000 tons at our Pontevedra mill. 40,000 tons will follow in early 2019 at Pontevedra as well. Secondly, in Navia, we will add 80,000 tons in April 2019. We have already started. In our energy business, the construction of our new biomass power plants in Huelva and Puerto Llano will be completed in the second half of 2019 with 24 million of expected new EBITDA. As we keep looking for new opportunities to buy biomass power plants at attractive prices in Spain, although after the new project announced today, by second half 2019, will be above our 2020 strategic plan EBITDA target. Moving to slide number 12, may I say that we will maintain our attractive dividend policy for our shareholders. Our policy includes three dividend payments during the year to achieve a 50% payout ratio. We paid a complementary dividend of 16 million in April to fulfill this policy, which will continue throughout the year. I will now invite Alfredo to review these figures in more detail.
Thank you, Ignacio. Moving on to slide 14, let me start with the operating performance of our pulp business. Net pulp price grew by 29% during the period, driving our revenues up to 140 million euros from the 115 accounted in the same period last year, even though the volume sold was some 5% lower, mainly due to lower sales from inventories, which are at the record lows with just 26,000 tons at the end of the quarter. Let me outline that this figure includes not only the pulp in our warehouses, but also all the tonnage currently traveling to our clients. 7% cash cost increase is mainly due to the indexation of wood prices to pulp prices, as our CEO has just explained, together with rising caustic soda prices and lower fixed cost dilution on the back of lower sales volume. Altogether, rising pulp margins boosted EBITDA by 80% up to 54 million euros in the quarter. In the next slide, following the P&L, our EBITDA margin grew up to 33% from the previous 21, while depreciation and financial expenses were basically maintained. Only the tax figure was higher than the 3.4 million euros accounted last year for obvious reasons. After all this, net profit from the pulp business almost tripled the one achieved last year, up to 28 million euros. Following with our pulp business cash flow generation in slide 16, recurrent free cash flow after maintenance capex, working capital changes, interest and taxes doubled up to 23 million euros compared to 11 in the same period last year. Our working capital increased by 29, although only 14 are directly related to higher receivables due to price increases. The remaining 15 million euros are fully explained through lower non-recourse factoring levels on our receivables due to the calendar effect of the Easter season bank holidays coinciding with the end of the quarter. This difference should automatically be compensated in the next quarters. Other non-cash expenses positive adjustment is due to commercial rappels and the energy regulatory collar. Remember that the company adjusts its cogeneration and generation operations to the regulatory tariffs on a monthly basis. The 8 million euros shown under expansion capex are mainly connected to the Pontevedra 30,000 tons capacity expansion successfully executed during the first quarter, which will be ramping up until autumn this year. Asset divestments of 1 million are related to the last positive price adjustment on 2017 land sales, leading the pulp business to a free cash flow after capex of over 19 million euros. Slide 17, let me update you on our hedging program. ENCE maintains its FX hedging policy with the only aim of mitigating currency volatility. We continue maintaining a zero-cost collar structure strategy with the objective of hedging at least 50% of our expected revenues for the next months. These hedging structures are weekly monitored and timely adjusted, taking into account the expected price increases. We have already secured an average cap of 116 for 50% of our expected pulp revenues for this year, and an average of 126 for the first half of 2019. Turning to slide 18, and continuing with the balance sheet, pulp business net debt ended the quarter at 98 million euros, representing a leverage ratio of just 0.5 times LTM EBITDA, well below our self-imposed limit of 2.5 times. However, gross debt of 460 million euros and cash position of 362 at the end of the quarter are just temporary, as we intend to early and voluntarily redeem during the second quarter the 250 million euro bond issued on October 2015. After the launch of our convertible bond, we are now in the process of refinancing the 90 million euros RCF linked to the still outstanding high yield through our new 70 million euros RCF, extending its maturity to 2023, also on a non-maintenance covenant basis, and its use for general corporate purposes. The combination of the 160 million euros convertible bond and the new RCF will target a more efficient capital structure, reducing our financial cost by 11 million euros and ensuring appropriate financing on the long term. Let me now brief you on the main terms of our recently issued convert bond in slide 19. As you know, the size was 160 million euros with an annual coupon of 125 basis points. The funds will be used to partially finance the early redemption of the 250 million euro high yield bond with an annual coupon of 5 3/8, with the aim at saving an annual interest payment of 11 million euros from 2019 onwards. The remaining amount needed up to the 250 million euros will come from current cash available in our balance sheet, reducing our gross debt down to approximately 210 and our liquidity to approximately 112, still maintaining the new 70 million euros RCF fully undrawn. As said, the early redemption of the high yield bond is expected for the second quarter, once the new RCF will be finally closed and will result in a one-off interest expense of 7 million euros related to the 244 basis points call option over the 250 million euros high yield, 5 million euros related to the remaining 2015 issuance costs already paid but deferred during the life of the high yield bond, therefore this is a non-cash item, and also the remaining interests to be paid until the call in November 2018, will be now paid for an amount of 11 million euros. Just for your information, Yushin's cost of the new convert bond were only 2 million euros that will be now paid but deferred in the 5 years of the bond life. After all these impacts, the present value of the annual savings achieved with this financing amounts to a positive 30 million euros. Regarding its accounting, the conversion split of the bond has been valued at 15 million euros, while the debt part of it at the remaining 145. All these accounting processes are being reviewed by our auditors in order to fully comply with IAS 32. Let's now change the focus to our energy business operating performance in page 20. Average selling price in the quarter was 103 euros per megawatt hour due to the lower pool prices, which are explained through higher hydro and wind power generation compared to the same period last year. The energy volume sold was 8% higher due to the new Cordoba 27 megawatt plant, which has been partially offset by the optimization of the annual production limit of 6,500 hours and some lower output at our Huelva 41 megawatt plant. In response to lower energy prices and in light of the annual regulated cap of 6,500 hours of operation, we have saved operating hours at our Huelva 50 megawatt and Meria 20 megawatt plants for the third and fourth quarter with expected higher prices. Regarding Huelva 41, we have already
Hello?
Please go ahead.
Regarding Huelva 41 megawatt plant, we have already solved the underperformance of its boiler economizer during its annual maintenance shutdown in April. Finally, first quarter results were affected by one-off expenses at our high-end 16 megawatt plant caused by the heavy rains. Environment protection is one of ENCE's top strategic priorities. With this aim, we decided to empty its leakage ponds and move its olive pulp inventories in order to prevent any pollution risk. Altogether, first Q18 EBITDA was lower by 1.8 million euros compared to the same period last year. This figure should be reversed during the year alongside with the optimization of the annual production limit of 6,500 hours and further cost savings arising from our ongoing biomass diversification strategy. Therefore, we stick to our EBITDA target of 55 million euros for the year. Following with our energy business P&L in slide 21, note that our EBITDA includes a 1.1 million euro provision for the regulatory collar. Below the EBITDA line, year-on-year higher depreciation charges are mostly explained by the asset-based increase after our last acquisition in Cordoba. Remaining concepts are all in line with our expectations. Taking everything into account, our energy business reported a net attributable profit of 1.4 million euros in the quarter. Regarding its cash flow generation in slide 22, normalized free cash flow after maintenance capex, working capital changes, interest and taxes amounted to 4.4 million euros. Other non-cash expenses for another 3.7 million euros are mainly related to the said regulatory collar and quarterly provisions of certain non-paid annual expenses. These 8 million euros have been just enough to self-finance the 8 million investment paid in the quarter for the construction of the new 40 megawatt plant in Huelva. Moving now to slide 23, net debt position for the energy business decreased down to 27 million euros at the end of March, which implies a very low leverage of 0.6 times LTM EBITDA. Our cash position at the end of the period amounts up to 117 million euros, which together with the 53 million euros still undrawn from our new financing will allow us to comfortably confront the remaining 67 million euros pending investment for the construction of a 40 megawatt plant and for the equity contribution of the new Puerto Llano 50 megawatt plant. On top of that, let me remind you that we continue analyzing different alternatives to exceed our strategic plan EBITDA target of 78 million euros by 2020, since under the current perimeter and the two new plants under construction, this target has already been overmet. May you please now return the lead of this presentation back to our CEO for the closing remarks.
Thank you, Alfredo. I wish to conclude this presentation by emphasizing our view that pulp prices will remain strong, with a tight supply and demand balance which will exceed analyst expectations. At current market conditions, we believe our 2018 EBITDA will be above 300 million. We will maintain an attractive shareholder remuneration and a strong balance sheet that will allow us to complete our strategic plan. With the 150,000 tons increased capacity at our pulp mills during 2018 and 2019, and with the two new biomass power plants at Huelva and Puerto Llano starting in second half 2019, we will have executed at 100% our strategic plan 2016-2020, 1 year before than expected. We will present you a new strategic plan in the autumn. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now we are glad to answer any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from José Rito from CaixaBank BPI. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my question. So I'll have three questions. The first one related with discounts, pulp discounts in the quarter. We had decline year-on-year of 30 basis points in discounts. Is this the reference for the full year, or could discounts fall further throughout the year? So do you expect this 30 basis points decline on discounts to be a reference, or eventually you think that eventually discounts could actually fall further throughout the year? The second question regarding cash cost evolution. We had in the quarter 25 euros per ton increase when compared with Q1 last year. Is this also a good reference for the full year? If you could provide some highlights. I think that your previous guidance was around 15 euros per ton. So how do you think this should evolve over the coming quarters? And finally, a question in terms of M&A. We have been seeing M&A in the industry. In the pulp industry, could it also be involved, or because you have been more focused on energy, eventually we could rule out that eventually you could take part of this M&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, José Rito from BPI. First question, discounts. All our contracts have an average discount of 26% for 2018. As you know, on the industry, it's normal that you invoice with the pulp price of 1 month before. And in many contracts, you also have the exchange rate of the dollar or of 1 month before. Which means that when prices are going up, if you compare with actual price, with the end of the month Forex price, you always have a higher discount. That's the reason why we are not at 26, because prices, as you know, have been increasing during the first quarter. Answering to your question, if prices would remain stable, we will have 26 discounts in the following months. But as we see prices to still continue going up, we may have a bit higher discount because of this effect that we are invoicing always or 80% with the Forex price of 1 month ago. Regarding your cash cost question, due to these high pulp prices, and you know that our wood contracts are in some way linked to the pulp price, and because this dramatic caustic soda price increase all the industry is suffering, we see for the average of the year, as I said before, a price of around 368, although I see very clearly that by the end of the year, we will be closer to 360. Then we see a second quarter, very similar, or a bit worse than the first quarter, because we are stopping Navia, and it's our best factory, and the effect on the average is important, and we see two good quarters, third quarter and fourth quarter. Let's go to the M&A. Well, we made a strong effort separating both businesses, not only from a balance sheet, but also from management. Then we are making efforts to increase our energy business, but we are doing the same in pulp. In pulp, because of the size of our balance sheet, we cannot go to 1 billion adventures. That's why we are pushing for organic growth, and that's why we have been analyzing small and medium opportunities both in Asia and Latin America on the last 3 years. Regarding Luarcell, we are there. We think it's going to be competitive, but we are going to be very cold in our decisions.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Alberto Sanchez from Fidentiis. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I've got a couple of questions. The first one is if you could give us more color on the business opportunity that brings the biomass project that you've announced today, given that the financial terms look a bit less appealing than the last acquisition that you've made or the greenfield project in Huelva. And the second question would be related to the previous one on cash costs. What is the average pool price that you are assuming to make that 368 euros per ton average cash cost for the full year? Many thanks.
Thank you very much, Alberto. Well, we think Puerto Llano Biomass Power Plant is a fantastic project. IRR for the equity matches our strategic plan, a bit more than 9%. It will increase our EBITDA by 13 million euros year by year. We've been working very hard over the last months thinking that our competitors, who also win some megawatt on the auctions 2 years ago, weren't going to be able to build their biomass power plants by many reasons. That is why in August last year, we signed an option with Elcogas to buy their assets. That is why we've been modifying all the environmental permits during the last months with success. That's why we've been analyzing all the biomass supply in the area, where it's plenty of inexpensive and very competitive fuel at a very low range area of the biomass power mill. And that's why we've been working with Sener, who is the same company doing the construction, the EPC construction of Huelva, in order to have a solid contract. And this morning, we signed all the contracts. We acquired the megawatt. We signed the EPC contract with Sener, and we bought the assets of Elcogas, and we are very happy. It's going to be 13 million EBITDA per year on an area we know very well. We bought 2 years ago a biomass power plant at 50 kilometers of the area. It's plenty of biomass, which is important in our business. And we have no risks nor any doubts regarding the EPC contract with Sener, because it's going to be a twin biomass power plant than the one who has already started in Huelva. And this a bit more than 9% IRR on the equity is what we want, and it's what we are going to get. Then we don't see any risk. I don't know why you were thinking that it's a poor business and other business we have done. And regarding our part price expectations for the cash cost, I said to you, well, we are working with a model with stable pulp prices, with current pulp prices for both the wood cost and this over 300 million EBITDA. That's one thing. The other hand, we will put prices anything we can. And regarding the electricity, we are working with prices for the balance of the year of 51 euros megawatt. And you know that forward today for third and fourth quarter is at 57 euros megawatt.
Okay, many thanks.
Thank you, Alberto. Is that clear?
Yes, many thanks.
Thank you, Alberto. Any other question? Thank you, Joshua.
The next question comes from Nuno Estacio from Haitong Bank. Please, sir, go ahead.
Just one question for me regarding the CapEx. So just to clarify, you are going to invest 100 million euros in the improvement of the mills, plus the maintenance CapEx, which should be another 20. And with Huelva and Portollano, it would be another 100 million euros. So total CapEx for the year could be around 220 million euros. Is this correct? Thank you.
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. More questions, ladies and gentlemen?
We have one more question. Comes from Alvaro Mata from Trea. Please, sir, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. Just one question on my side. You published the average exchange rate for the quarter at 123, but given that you had some hedging at I think 116, 117 for 50% of the revenues. I was a bit surprised to see this 123. If you can please explain that a bit more.
Yes, I mean, what we do regarding our hedging strategy is, and what we report, maybe could be a little different in the sense that when we report the average cap and the average floor, this is the average of many positions that are taken. I mean,
I think that you misunderstood his question. Yeah, 123 is the average of the dollar before our hedgings. Then when we say
right.
when we say the price and the average exchange rate is before any derivative, any financial hedging.
Sorry, I misunderstood your question. Sorry.
Is that clear for you now, Álvaro?
Yeah, but then, I mean, you should
what
get a
the question,
somewhere.
Álvaro?
Yeah, no, that's the question, but...
Álvaro is not there anymore.
Okay, you cannot hear me, I guess.
Well, we hear you, we guess what you are saying.
Can you,
Could
can
you ask
you
your
me
question
now?
Again?
Can
yes,
you hear me now?
Now yes.
Okay. I'm saying, so I mean, there's got to be benefits somewhere in the P&L, right?
Yes, yes, 3 million euros.
And what is that?
And it's underlying other revenues.
In other revenues. Okay.
Other revenues, 3 million euros.
Okay.
In our presentation of results in Spanish, slide number 3, you have... on the second block, commercial, you can see cobertura, millones de euros, tres.
Okay, thank you. I have the English one in front of me, but I'll take a look later.
Well, then, how is that in English? Because it may be interesting for everybody.
Nice.
Yeah, in page number 9,
earnings
other earnings report, 3 million euros. That's the profit of those hedgings.
Number, page number 9. Page number 9.
Page number 9,
report.
Penultima paragraph.
Second last.
Of the report, not the presentation, huh?
No, report, on the report, the quarterly report.
Report, okay, fine, okay.
Yeah, slide, page number 9, paragraph 2.6.
Okay, great, thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. Any
Ladies
other questions?
And gentlemen? There are no further questions in the conference call. I now give back the floor to Mr. Ignacio Colmenares and Mr. Alfredo Bello. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. We will meet again in 3 months' time with very good results. Thank you.